please consider calling into the show today. We have a number of hot topics, and your voice needs to be heard. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections is your opportunity to make sure your opinion is heard over the noise of the media. James T. Deshaies is committed to bringing the voice of the people to the world stage. He'll select topics, but your voice will be the focus. So take time to spend with him and inform the world of your views. We can no longer sit back and let others tell us what to think. The cost of being a silent majority is too great, and too many lives are being destroyed. The leaders around the world need to be put on notice that their jobs and careers depend on how well they listen. Call in on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Yes, that's your host, James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. And I want you to know that we're here 7 days a week, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Saturdays. We're here to allow you the opportunity to make sure that your voice is heard loud and clear. And it's all about having the opportunity to share our thoughts about the issues that impact the world, and yours is no different. We want to make sure that people fully understand that we have all kind of different thoughts, and we want to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to have their voices heard without being filtered, and that's what this show is all about. We're about here to make a difference and make sure that people recognize that we got something to say, and we're going to say it and be proud to say it. And so I want to just thank all of you who call in and give us the opportunity to have this show and participate. We're going to talk about another incident that happened in our country. And the reason why I want to talk about it is because so often people think that we have to be afraid of immigrants. But there are times when immigrants come to this country just seeking an opportunity to live their life in freedom. They come here to work hard and dedicate themselves to the American dream, and then that dream is snatched away from them by people through violence. So I just want to share this with you and give you the opportunity for us to just talk about how we need to come together as people and stop trying to create divisions, because all of us, the majority of us, are out there seeking to try to do the same thing. To do the same thing, have the same thing.
3 a.m. at a gas station on Beechwood Drive and Franklin Avenue. Eyewitness News reporter Leanne Suter is there live in Hollywood with more on this investigation. Leanne.
Troy and Giovanna, friends say the victim is well known within the Ethiopian community. As they mourn his loss, investigators are continuing their hunt for his killer. A brutal beatdown inside this yellow cab leaves the driver dead and the police on the hunt for his killer.
And this is probably a fair dispute that escalated into a robbery, into a physical assault, and to the victim's death.
It happened just after 3 a.m. in Hollywood at the 76 gas station at Beechwood and Franklin. Investigators believe 47-year-old Asfa Usen Alemseged, known as Asfa to his friends, was dropping the man off when he was suddenly attacked.
The victim was assaulted while he was inside the vehicle. That physical assault or fight continued into the parking lot near the taxi cab, and then at some point the victim went down on the ground and went unconscious.
He later died at the hospital.
I was shocked. This is our most feared thing to happen.
Harut Kansabadian is a supervisor with Yellow Cab. He says he's never seen anything like this in his nearly 2 decades with the company.
There are minor things happen, fighting and hitting, but not in this extent. So hopefully the camera will give us better answers.
Police are now reviewing the video from inside the cab and from the surveillance cameras outside the gas station. Friends say Alemseged, who is from Ethiopia, is well known in his community for his kindness and his singing. He had released an album which is posted on YouTube. Investigators and the victim's friends hoping his cold-blooded killer will soon be behind bars.
This is very sad, you know, but this was a very big family, and I was trying to be ready for things like this happen when this happened, unfortunately.
In addition to singing, friends say Alemseged had also written several books. They say he came to America for a better life, so they can't believe this is how it ended. Live in Hollywood, Lee James Suter, ABC 7 Eyewitness News.
Here's a man who comes from a different country to take one of the most dangerous jobs that I believe. I mean, I just couldn't imagine being a cab driver and having the night shift and picking up people who you don't know and having them sit behind you or be at their mercy. So to me, being a cab driver seems to be one of the most dangerous jobs in America. And a lot of foreign people take these jobs because they don't have much choice. And then they find themselves at the mercy of their passengers. We don't know who killed this young man yet, but it is just when we are in a state or in a time period when Donald Trump and others are talking about the violence that immigrants perpetrate on Americans, we forget how many immigrants who fought to come to this country for the opportunity for the American dream find themselves at the mercy of Americans and find themselves murdered after coming here a short period of time. And so we have to make sure we understand that we live in a very violent society, and that does not have a lot to do with immigrants. It has a lot to do with who we are as a people and our lack of commitment to trying to change it. It seems as though it doesn't matter if we hear that there have been 500 murders in Chicago this year. It doesn't matter if we hear that there are going to be 30,000 people murdered every year in America. We just don't seem committed enough or dedicated enough to do anything about it, to stand up and fight back against the NRA. We just seem to be just incredulous to these murders and just don't seem willing or able to defend ourselves or defend our country against people who are willing to do the most heinous things to people who are just out there trying to make a living. We're going to go to our phone lines and just talk about the violence in our society. How do we get beyond it? How do we try to change the mindset of those in our country to be willing to address some of these things that happen on such regular basis in our country? People cannot just go to work in peace and living in peace without being somehow impacted by those who feel like violence is okay, that taking from somebody who's out there hard working is okay. And we just want to talk about that today, about how do we change the mindset of our country and our young people and people who find themselves incapable of just living in peace. How you doing, Kathy? Welcome to Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. And give us your thoughts today, this Friday, about the story you heard and about people just wanting to live in peace in our country and just live the American dream without being trampled on by others.
I really couldn't hear the audio that well, but I did hear you mention a couple of things about him being I believe it was a cab driver, and I'm assuming that he got murdered. I'm not sure. And
yeah, he did.
Okay, so
let me just share the story to everybody before you get into it, since you didn't hear it that well. This was a young man from Ethiopia who immigrated to this country, who was doing what I call one of the most dangerous jobs in our society. When you go pick people up at all times of the night or pick them up on street corners and then transporting them somewhere where you hope that you'll be able to get a fare and go on about your business. So this is someone who was from Ethiopia who was just trying to make a living. And I was just stating that we have a lot of immigrants who come to this country because of our freedoms and our abilities to live a decent life. And when people like Donald Trump are talking about them preying on Americans, sometimes they find themselves being preyed on by Americans and not getting the opportunity to live their life to the fullest underneath our system. So, Kathy, that was the gist of the story.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's a sad situation. I know about five different people that are actually Uber drivers, which is different name, but the same thing, you know, that they go out and pick people up on a daily basis. So, you know, that is a scary situation because they tell some of the stories of the people that get in the car with them. But, you know, I think it's just the evilness of this world, the evilness of a person's heart to do something like that. And how can we stop that? We can't, because, you know, all we can do is be an example of how to live the American dream and to live peacefully in this world is to be an example of what peace is, you know, to be courteous to other people, to, you know, speak to other people and be generous and kind, you know. So that is a sad situation for that gentleman and for his family.
Yeah, but, you know, in this political climate, we're always talking about, you know, Donald Trump is constantly trying to get people to believe that these immigrants are out there preying upon us. And a lot of these people are running away from very violent countries that don't have a lot of freedom, that don't have a lot of opportunities. And they come here just to get, you know, what they've heard about and they've talked about. And so instead of being divided, we need to come together and commit ourselves to living what the Constitution talks about and what the American dream talks about, and try to be faithful to, you know, you're right, living our lives in the right way, praying the right way, and having compassion and decency toward each other, despite where we may come from.
You're absolutely right. And speaking of the cab drivers, I've been to a couple of different states where I have been, well, my family have been picked up, and it has been foreigners. And, you know, sometimes they're a little rude. So in order to get respect, you have to give respect. That, and that's in every situation, not only, you know, when someone is driving you around, but that's in restaurants and grocery stores, wherever you are. In order to get the respect of a person, you have to give the respect as well.
Well, that's true. We got a number of people on the line. Let's go to some of our other callers to give everybody a chance to just talk about, you know, how do we address the attitudes, the violent attitudes, the violent nature, the division in our country that pits immigrants against natural-born Americans, the division between races. You know, how do we just calm down and take a different look at our country and try to make it a better place? Hi, Andrea. Welcome to Thoughts, Love, and Reflections. What are your thoughts about today in terms of, you know, here we are, we got a man who immigrates to this country, and he's just trying to make a better life for himself and his family, and he's doing one of the most dangerous jobs in our society, a taxi driver, and he ends up being beaten to death just trying to do his job.
Yeah, I think Kathy set the pace of the foundation. What's required is, you know, each individual has to take ownership of their actions, and I think one of the way we start that is to have dialogue. You know, a lot of times we are not aware of people really are more similar to us than differences. But until we start having that dialogue, we don't really appreciate that. And I think the answer is we have to just start changing people's hearts. And Kathy stated it, we live by example, you know, set the example. But I think if we start having more community involvement, more summits or community just gatherings, and it has to be an effort across the country. And just let's start getting to know our neighbors and our communities. And the more we actually start dialoguing and discussing some of our similarities, I think some of the negative responses and negative actions will decrease. But it takes each individual heart to change.
And you're so right. You know, as I talk to you all and I just think about, you know, where our country seems to be going, it just amazes me how these people who come to the country and people who are trying to service us seem to be getting taken advantage of more and more often. You know, I look at the airline industry where people are getting on these planes and becoming more and more belligerent. You have flight attendants who are throwing people off the plane because of the way they look. You know, it just seems like we're not getting any closer to appreciating and respecting each other and the jobs that we try to do in order to make a living and to service people. And so it's just a hard thing to do to find yourself in a service position where you have to interact with people because you're not sure what they might do. And the more isolated you are in your job, the more violent these people can become. So it's kind of real ugly to figure out where you want to work and what you want to do and how much you want to interact with people. Kathy?
Yes. That's why, you know what, thinking as you were talking, and I'm not sure, is that Audre talking also?
Yeah, it's Audre.
Okay. You know, thinking about the positions that we hold as a person, you know, certain people have certain personalities for certain jobs, you know, like being a school teacher. You have to have a certain personality for that type of job. So sometimes people cannot always be in certain positions because of their personality. You know, so it takes a certain person to be a cab driver. You have to have that kind of personality and able to interact with people and able to just show yourself friendly to people so that people will be friendly with you. And as Audre talks about the community, forums, you know, everybody can't do a community forum, so it will be people there that will be listening, and then there will be people there that are orchestrating, you know, the forum to make those things happen, you know, so that other people can see it. And even thinking about this show, and as we come on and as we talk about the different issues and the people that are listening, you know, when we give our advice, we're giving our advice people who are listening can take a piece of it, a little piece from everybody, and then go back, you know, to wherever they are in their part of their life, you know, and just share that. So it's about coming together on one accord to do the good for this world, because we actually, there are more of us than there are of them.
And you're so right. You know, we need to recognize and make a strong effort to have our presence known, because you are right. There are a lot more decent Americans who are willing to allow people to have their opposing viewpoints without getting ugly. You know, it's amazing to me, you, the quarterback, the second string quarterback from San Francisco 49ers. Now his jersey is the hottest selling jersey, and I know that some of those people buying his jerseys and supporting him are people who just want to, you know, just anything that causes trouble, they're willing to support it. But also he's being supported by people who recognize that he has the right as an American to voice his opinion, and they're not going to show him hatred just because he's voicing his opinion. We have to learn how to voice our opinion, our opposition in a peaceful manner, and not be hated for doing it. And that hatred just spawns all kinds of hatred. We don't even know how many people we kill by having ugly mental thoughts and sharing those mental thoughts, because there's some people who are going to act out on those things.
Absolutely.
What do you think, Audrey? Are you there, Audrey?
I'm sorry. I'm here, but we kind of went in and out. But, I think it's just the action of people, again, in order to change the country. We have to change hearts. We have to communicate a little more with each other and just have a dialogue. A lot of times we think certain things about certain people and we respond a certain way, but until we start talking with them and identifying, you know, that we do have a lot in common, I think we'll continue to see a lot of killings of each other and just hatred. But we just, you know, a long time ago people said, can we just get along? You know, just ask them, can we just get along, you know, find a common place, if you would. So.
But one of the things that's amazing, and I'm gonna throw this at both of you all, the three of us come from different regions of the country, but the three of us were born with the teachings of how to be of kindness and love and going out there and work hard, doing the right thing, and moral values. And we didn't have to be born at the exact same place or the exact same time or to the exact same parents. And then our offspring have learned from us. And the majority of that is happening around the world, around our country, that's happening. But it seems to be these pots of violence behavior and violent attitudes that seem to just grasp the existence of the main stage. And we're always trying to deal with the main stage that has always got these violent stories aligned with it. Instead of pushing our agenda, you know, Kathy, how do we push our agenda of kindness?
Just doing what you're doing right now, James, walking in what we believe in, walking in peace, walking in righteousness, walking upright, just doing the right thing. So, you know, Joel Osteen's dad met this young man who helped him. I don't know why I'm getting the feedback, but who helped him take his ministry to the next level. And then he wrote a book, and the book said he touched one, but I was able to touch millions. So as we go, you know, we don't know who's watching us. We don't know who sees us and what it is that we're doing. So you being on the radio and having an audience, you may touch 10 people. That 10 people may touch 10 million people. So we have to be an example of what is right.
And you're right. It has to be so important to us that we wake up every morning committing to doing it.
That's it. Commitment.
And we have to... Audrey, what are your thoughts in terms of continuing the spread of what we have been taught and what we have had planted inside of us?
Well, we can only be ourselves, and we have to do what it is that we were designed to do. But we also have to make sure that we recognize when things are changing, we have to be able to respond with those changes, meaning that, I don't know about you all, but when I was growing up, we lived in a community and, neighbors, new neighbors, and you supported each other, you helped each other. And as we grew older and we went to other communities and, you know, I didn't find that to be the case, and you had this fear almost of knowing who's who and you know people immediately in your proximity, you know, your neighbors. But again, just being who we are and the values that were instilled in us, and love will always overcome hate, but we just have to show it and we have to demonstrate it on every opportunity.
And we also have to step up when we see things that are wrong, that don't go along with our society. You know, I was watching television, and I think it happened 2 or 3 days ago in Chicago, where this man was just watering his lawn and minding his own business. And these two young men rode up on bicycles. One of them just seemed like he was just determined that he was going to participate in some evil doing. And he threw the man to the ground, struggled with the man, shot him, and I guess took his wallet out of his pants. And thank God the man is going to survive. But it just showed that there's some people out there who are determined to do evil no matter what the situation is. And I just hope and pray. I don't care if it's his parents, his first cousin, his mom, his uncle, his aunt, or whoever it is, that they are strong enough, or his neighbors are strong enough, or his friends are strong enough to strike out against him, because that is just unacceptable behavior. We cannot have people just gunning down people on the street. They're out there watering their lawn, minding their own business, trying to enjoy their life and what they have obtained, and to be subjected to that kind of just ugliness.
Yeah, they have this saying, if you see something, say something. And, you know, a lot of people say that that's snitching. It's not snitching. It's if you see something, you need to say something, because one day it may be somebody related to you. One day it may be your family member. One day it may just be you, and you want somebody to say something if they see something.
And you're so right, Kathy. I get so upset with the evil people who believe, oh, don't be a snitch, don't be a snitch. Now, I remember when we were growing up and they used the term tattletale. And I think that when they were talking about don't be a tattletale, it was for things that were insignificant. You know, if you had a cousin who took a cookie or took some candy off the table, and you know, your mom would say, don't always be telling. You know what I'm saying? But it was something that was insignificant. But when you're talking about things that impact society and impact people's freedom, I'm sorry. I am not going to remain quiet so my next-door neighbor can continue his evilness if I'm aware of him doing something that's going to impact society. Now, if he's doing something in his house that is not going to impact anybody, then that's his business. But when whatever he does impact the lives of other people, I'm sorry, I'm going to speak up.
Right.
What are your thoughts about that, Audrey?
I'm in a total agreement. You're exactly right. We have to speak up as appropriate. And Kathy hit it dead on. When we find ourselves in a situation, we want some help. So in any situation, that's someone's child, that's someone's parents, that's someone's sibling, that's someone's something. So, again, why don't we just make sure that no matter what or who it is, we do take the actions that's necessary. And I do remember the term tattletale.
Yeah, that's going a little back. All right, we got another caller on the line. I'm going to bring them into the call. 0147. What do you have to say about our society today and our obligation to stand up and be counted when it comes to evil?
Well, first of all, we're not wrestling with flesh and blood. As the Bible tells us, we're wrestling with principalities from high places. So we're in a demonic warfare that the Bible speaks of that's going to take place in the last days. As I heard one of the other callers say about being a telltale and a snitch, that was when we was younger. But the thing of it is, now parents aren't being parents, And as they look in these kids' rooms, they would know that their children may be involved in some of this stuff. They would tell on their children because they don't want to see their children go to prison. But what if it was their child that was laying dead? They would want someone to step up. If we join together as parents, as a community, as a society, and try to come together as one, we can stop this. But it's got to be on one accord. But you got parents who's harboring their children in their wrongdoing. They're being friends and not parents. If my child did something wrong, I'm not going to hide them, because right now, every day we're burying some of our young children. And I'm going to tell you what else is going on. In the Bible with Moses, because it all stems back. It all stems back because there was a decree to kill off Moses and all the boys then. Then it came Jesus, and there was a decree because they couldn't get the one they wanted. So now with this generation, it's an age group that the enemy is trying to take out. So I just think us as parents, every parent need to go in their home and research. I mean, they need to start going through phones. They need to start going under the covers, because the enemy is using their child to kill somebody else's child, and the next week it can be your child.
Yes, I totally agree.
And you're so right. There's a need for us to intervene on our child's behalf and not just see him continue to walk down that same road. You know, when he's doing stuff that's cute, and stealing potato chips or stealing candy at the store, and we don't rebuke him, then he gonna move on to armed robbery.
Yeah. And the sad thing, if they live by the sword, they're gonna die by it. I mean, you know, and it's a, first of all, where are you guys located?
Well, my show is actually out of Orlando, Florida, but we have our audience is all over the place. Cassie is in on the West Coast, and Audrey is on the East Coast. So we're all over the America, but we're glad to have you. Are you a first-time caller?
I'm a first-time caller, and I'm calling from Fort Myers, Florida.
Welcome.
I don't know if you guys heard about the recent killing we had, the Club Blue, where two of our teenagers died and I think 18 got shot. And the two that it was a teen dance, and they just opened fire. And Staffon Strider was one that got killed, which was my granddaughter's boyfriend. So it really hits home because he was a senior this year. I mean, he played basketball. ESPN came and did a story on him, and it's just so sad that his life was taken short, cut short, because of someone else. But then also, the police, just got a new police chief, and I think there are going to be some changes here in Fort Myers, but we got so much black-on-black crime now to where the police has stepped back and they have not saw. In my neighborhood, they call them the bottom boys that they just aired last night. And out of the bottom boys, there has been at least 6 killed here in this neighborhood. And there has not been, not been one solved yet. And the police, I feel, really doesn't care. And the new police chief, he's a black guy. And there we had a meet the chief. He came from Ohio. And, you know, we was explaining to him, because they call this baby Pakistan. And it's like the police, they just turn their cheek. And because I done seen the police themselves kill somebody and set up the stage to where it was like this man did something. I respected the police. I'm a law-abiding citizen, and I always felt like black guys, sometimes got treated that way because of something they did until I had an encounter with the police myself and found out that is not true. And I took pictures of everything when I got accused of running a stop sign. I took pictures of everything, and I took it to court, had a black judge, and this judge told me police doesn't lie. Just here recently, we saw on TV where the swimmer in the Olympics just lied. We're dealing with a society where any and everything is going, and that we just had a young guy got killed, hit, walking to the bus, and a car ran the stop arm, killed him. This person,
you know, you bring
got,
up a, you bring up a lot of ideas. I don't just hold you up for a minute. You said, and we once lived in a society where we thought the police never lied, and now we are faced with the fact that they are human and they lie a lot more often than we thought. And so it is sad that we find ourselves in that situation where they lie, that we can't trust them. And another thing you talked about is it's just this new police chief and a need for people to recognize we African Americans are not against their communities being policed. We just want our community to be policed fairly. What do you think about that, Andre? You know, it's worth talking about, you know, how we can't trust the word of police officers and how we want to be policed, but we just want to be policed fairly.
Yes. Let me just first of all give condolence to the family in Fort Myers, and again, welcome and thank you for calling in and sharing. And while this is my first time having a dialogue with you, my heart just went out when I was just listening to the different tragedies that not only you are experiencing but members in your community. And it goes back to the point of what we were discussing earlier. We have to start dialogue, and because of the fact that now I'm just hearing you say that, and I mean I could just feel the pain, because you and I have now talked, this discussion means more to me. And that's what it will take. Again, we have to include our police, our government, our schools, and truly our communities, and start these dialogues. Because when we start dialoguing and hearing that these reports that we're hearing and seeing on the news, these are people's lives. And this young man who had a seemingly bright future ahead of him really didn't even have an opportunity to really experience life. So it's these conversations. Thank you so much, Mr. Deshaies, for having these forums. But this is just the start of where we have to just kind of multiply this and have the discussion. And then we start talking about what is it that we can do. Well, sometimes we think that we have to do these grand things to make things happen, but it takes one or two people to really start something that's going to impact others. And someone said it earlier, it might have been you, Kathy, that, you know, this one, a touch three or four, and that three or four, a touch another five or ten, and it'll go on like that. So can we just start the communication and the dialogue? Can we challenge ourselves to talk to people that we normally wouldn't speak to or talk with, and just start that conversation and build these relationships? But you're exactly right, Mr. Deshaies, as far as having our police officers understand that we do respect them and the authority in which they bring and represent. However, they are human beings in that organization, so some are under a different intention or a different philosophy of how the rules should actually be carried out, and it's evident. And I hate that Fort Myers mentioned that, you know, she had all the evidence, and I don't care whether the judge was black or white or whatever the case may be. We were thinking, like you say, that by them being black that they would be more understanding, but surely for someone to make a statement that organization is never wrong, such as the police. I don't care what color you are, that's a fallacy, because everyone is human, and we're talking about individuals that make up this organization. So, again, the communities can start having these PAL relationships, these police and workshops or community fairs or block parties. Let's get the dialogue going. I just think we have to change hearts.
And, Cassie, what do you say about the wasted potential? You know, we got 30,000 Americans die every year from gun violence. And we have, in Chicago, they have reached 500 murders this year. How can America continue to lose all that potential in these people that lives are being lost to gun violence?
You know, I really, first of all, my condolences also to the lady who called in, the first-time caller, and welcome to Thoughts, Love, and Reflections. James, concerning that particular issue, I personally don't have the answer. And as the other caller was talking about the evilness of this world, we have to recognize who this is. It is not the person. It is the evilness that's using that person. And it's a spiritual war, as she said. It is a spiritual war. And we as believers have to be about our Father's business, which is we need to go into the trenches of prayer and go to the next level and begin to pray that the enemy will stop and cease these things in the name of Jesus. So, you know, it is a we have to begin to pray more. Amen. We have to begin to call
Amen.
Out whatever devil it is, like that's a murdering spirit that's going on right now. And when we see those different spirits, we need to begin to pray. As she said, it's been happening. And even when she went in the courtroom, sometimes we got to get together with other believers and say, hey, I'm getting ready to go to court, or I'm getting ready to go here. Can we touch and agree right now that the favor of God will meet me there, that the angels will go before and cease what is trying to happen in my family? So we have to come together as believers.
Amen.
As well.
Amen.
You know, so that we can tackle this devil and let him know and let him know that he don't have authority, but that all of power and authority has been given to us believers. God gave us that power, but see, we don't know the power we possess, so we can't utilize it against the enemy. We try to fight with flesh and blood, but we can't fight with the natural. We got to fight in the spirit. So let me just calm down.
I stand in agreement with
Amen.
You. And the scripture says that we're two or more gathered in his name, and you're just speaking the word. And the one thing about it, the word of God and evilness cannot be in the same place. And I'm definitely in agreement, and that's where our strength and our power will come.
Yeah.
Now listen, 0147, give us your name. You told us where you're from, but give us your name so we can add you to our family of callers, so we can be on a first name basis.
Betsy Ross.
Okay. Betsy, well, I want you to know that you brought some things to the table, and you know that Orlando here was where the event happened, the Pulse event happened, where more people died as a result of gun violence in any one incident. And you know, we're here just trying to figure out how we can turn this thing around, and we all have a Christian belief system, our moral values, that we have to impose on the world. Instead of letting them impose evil on us, we have to impose our moral values on them and recognize it for what it is, whether the evil is coming from police officers or coming from judges or coming from politicians. We just have to call a spade a spade. And that's what I do on this show, and what we want to be about on Thoughts, Love, and Reflection is just telling the truth and sharing our hearts about what it is that we see each and every day.
Oh, I love it.
We're just happy to have you to be a part of our team.
Well, thank you for having me. I was going through my phone and saw your number, and I was like, let me dial. And I'm glad to be here.
Now, how long have you lived in Fort Myers?
All my life, born and raised here.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm a.
So you've seen a lot of changes.
Born and raised as well.
Yes, I have seen a lot of changes here. You know. And it's
well, one of the things that we have to be involved in is we know that things are changing. We know that we have to be prepared for those changes. We have to, right now we're going through, in 2 months, a little more over 2 months, we got to, a major change is going to take place. Either we'll be governed by our first female president, or we'll be governed by a businessman who is nothing but trouble.
With no experience in the political, arena.
Yes. You know, I don't know which way that's going to go, but I believe, and I can be wrong, but I believe Donald Trump is going to win it because, you know, we are living in the last days and the Bible talks about the mark of the beast, and we know that got to be a person up in power and authority that would try to impose that mark on us, and if you don't take the mark, you can't buy or sell anything. So it got to start at the top. It got to be an antichrist, and he fit that antichrist description. So Lord, forgive me if I'm wrong, but I know we're headed that way, you know, with the computers and everything else, and the Bible tells us about the mark that's going to take place in the last days. It's going to be more like our credit card to them. But and if you don't do what they want you to do, then, you know, you won't be able to really survive. And, you know, he's right now using it as control. It's going to be more of a control.
That's why we got to pay off these bills and start saving our money on our own and not allowing the enemy to tell us what we can and cannot purchase. So we need to have a financial day where we talk about how we're going to pay off our bills and start saving money so that we can have for emergencies, which I'm sure everybody on here already have, but I'm just saying the callers, your listeners, may need that information as well, you know, because as the last caller was talking about how, you know, it's getting close to that time where the mark of the beast is going to come, and it's going to try to control every single thing. The way we eat, how we go out, and when we come back in. So we need to be prepared as believers. Amen.
Amen.
Well,
amen.
Cassie, Andre, and Ben, I want to go on record that I hope that my time ends, and I want you to know I want 100 years. So I heard them stories, but I'm hoping them stories way after I leave here because I don't want to go to the last days. So I'm telling you now. I hear what you're talking about, but I ain't ready to live that yet. I want my time to be without them experiences. So I'm hoping that Hillary Clinton wins and we have some good years, and then we have some good years after them good years, because I'm not ready to live in the last days yet.
Well, you know, there's not too much more can happen, and all we can do is be prepared, because even before he win or lose, the rapture can take place. You know, and not only that, you know, we're seeing 15 and 16-year-olds because, you know, they're dying every day here in our streets. And I had a Muslim guy. I was witnessing to him, and I was telling him about the Lord, and he was a friend of a friend from back in the day, and he asked me, he said, so you really believe in Jesus? I said, yes, I do. He said, well, you want me to help you go see him? And I
stopped. Oh, my Lord.
I stopped because right then that spirit of fear tried to attach itself to me. But then it made me think afterward, because those Muslims, you know, in other countries that do all that suicide stuff, they really believe that they're doing right. But what happens when they do go before the angels with the book and realize that what they was doing was all wrong, but they die for what they believe in? But we as Christians, when you know that you know that you know that you're saved, dying will not be a fear, because to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. And, you know, you're going to the streets of gold, but we fear the unknown. And that's why the Lord's Prayer tells us, as I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I would not fear. You know, so it's going to be a better place, you know. And I think
preach
God
Bessie.
Is getting his...
Preach, Bessie.
And one more thing back to our youth, you know, and I'm so excited about being on the line with you guys, because honestly, I was at work today and I was thinking about a radio today. I was thinking, like, how can I get in contact with a radio? Because my husband and I used to be youth leaders at our church. And, you know, we did a lot with the youth here. We used to take them to Joy Night in Orlando. And, you know, we did a lot. But my husband had some affairs in the church, and I ended up leaving the church. And so it's like I don't want no more part of the church. But then my aunt, who lives in Sarasota, she would say to me, she say, that post that God put you on, that's where the enemy is going to come through. She say, because you supposed to be standing in war and battle. She say, and by you abandoning your post, he can get to where you supposed to be. And it make me think about our young children, because they was my heart, you know, and I have no fear of going out in the field where they are at. But I'm in my house, I'm doing nothing that God has called me to do.
Well, just know this, that nothing ever happened by coincidence. And we have went from one topic to another.
We did.
I think this is it's for this purpose here. And let me just remind you that the Lord created you with a purpose. And while you may feel that you're not doing, you have the ability to do. And it may not necessarily be in the form that you think that you should and how you should and the experience with your husband. And that's behind you. But you still have a gift. You still have a talent. And the Lord has a good plan for you specifically. He said that in Jeremiah. And it is for you to use your talent. And, again, Mr. Deshay is on now every day. So this could be a platform to introduce you to, and for you to bring on additional callers. And again, how will we resolve some of these issues is by dialoguing. And by dialogue, we'll come up with actions and steps to take. But, my sister, I feel your spirit and know that you are blessed. You have more blessings in store for you. And it was not by incident or coincidence that you called in today. And I'm just thankful for you. And Mr. Deshay, between Reverend Kathy and Reverend Betsy, you may start having some prayers along with the show. In essence, like you say, that's where, you know, there is power in prayer. We do believe.
Well, we might have to have a 2-hour show. We might have a 2-hour show, one part being spiritual and one part being secular. We got a caller on. Let's go to this caller and see if they got something they'd like to share today. 7265. You want to join in today and tell us what's on your heart?
Thank you very much. My name is Joyce Garrison, but I just got on, so I'm just listening. So I really don't know. I got on earlier, but I had to get off, and now I'm back on. But today I just want to do a lot of listening and take it in.
Okay. Well, one of the things we're just talking about is how do we, as believers or people who have moral values, have an impact on society and recognize that we have to be participants in our society in ways that it may require us to tell certain authorities about things that we know or things that we see that is evil in our society. You know, we have people going about preying on the innocent, and they have those that are preying on the innocent require those of us who see the things that they're doing to remain quiet. And if we are true believers, we can't remain quiet when we see evil doing things in our communities.
That's absolutely. I think that you have to have no fear and be able to just step out on the limb. I was just talking about this to one of my sisters today, that I'm very proud of certain people in my family because they take a stand and they're willing. You've got to be willing to give up a lot. That means of yourself, of your life. When you think about Martin Luther King, Angela Davis, all these people who just really put it out there. And I can, but you have to have no fear and just to be able to stand for something. And once you have a commitment to stand on the ground, to stand for something, I think that makes me much better.
And you're so right. I do remember a long time one of those sayings that if you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. And when you are so weak that you're willing to watch evil thrive without opening your mouth, it says something about your commitment to God and to Christ, because Jesus says he'll protect us from all that's evil if we're willing to do what's right, if we're on the side of what's right. We don't have to fear evil, do we, Cassie?
And no, we do not. As Audrey said earlier, our Miss Betsy, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So when you're walking in what you know the Word of God has said to you, you should not fear anything. But I know your first reaction is to, like she said about the Muslim man, but then after that, instantly, you know, that the Lord has me. So if this is my time, this is my time. You know, and I know that once I leave here, I'm going to be with the Lord. So, you know, it comes with maturity, though. It's a maturing thing. You have to know the Word of God, and that the Word of God says these things about you as a believer and what it is you must walk in as you go outside of your house or even inside of your house or everything in life. That's with your job, with your family, and as the lady said about her husband, God knew, you know, a long time ago that was going to happen, and at the appointed time that it was going to happen with her and her husband. But still, she is still who God has called her to be, and God has a great birthing purpose and plan for that, and she's going to be a testimony to everybody around her. So let me cut it off because I'm going to go somewhere else with it. Amen.
All right. Now, Andre, we got about 3 minutes left. Let me hear your last words.
Well, the Lord did not give us the spirit of fear. We are to be bold soldiers. And as we are having our dialogue, that's the one constant that I've repeated over and over today because I think that's part of the solution. We have to start having dialogue with not only people that we are in common knowledge and agreement with, but we have to reach out such that we can start changing some hearts. And once we start changing hearts, love will conquer hate.
All right. Betsy, what are your last words? You brought in a lot today for the first time. What are your last thoughts?
Hate. And we got to just show more love, you know, because it's not the person. It's the act that we don't like. So, you know, and they may not know, you know, that they're being used to accomplish a mission for the enemy. So, you know, we don't know who the shooters are, who's doing what, but just tell them about the love of Christ or, you know, just show love.
All right. We're going to end the show today, and we want to thank both of our two new callers, and please don't let this be your last time. We want you to know that Thoughts, Love, and Reflection is the place that you can call in every day, Sunday through Friday at 6 o'clock to 7, and on Saturdays at 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, where your voice can be heard and we have the opportunity to talk about the things that impact the lives of those around us.
please consider calling into the show today. We have a number of hot topics, and your voice needs to be heard. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections is your opportunity to make sure your opinion is heard over the noise of the media. James T. Deshay is committed to bringing the voice of the people to the world stage. He'll select topics, but your voice will be the focus. So take time to spend with him and inform the world of your views. We can no longer sit back and let others tell us what to think. The cost of being a silent majority is too great, and too many lives are being destroyed. The leaders around the world need to be put on notice that their jobs and careers depend on how well they listen. Call in on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 657-383-0309, or Thursdays, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 347-855-8867, or Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 657-383-0309. Why don't you add Thoughts, Love, and Reflections to your weekly schedule? If you have story ideas or topics of discussion, contact James Deshay at 407-394-9819 or email djames82@aol.com.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7. The world's best radio station.
Hey, come to the front door. I just wanted you to pop the door for me. Well, your boy something else, huh? He thought he was gonna ride on the rim forever.
What we gonna do,
DJ?
You know,
well,
it starts at 7:30.
Huh? It starts at 7:30. Yeah, but concerts, they
don't
come on time.
You know,
what?
He
got a little
way to go.
Yeah, but they don't.
I mean, a long way.
They don't come on time.
Man,
what your boy got behind him?
Oh, he crying.
Does he still got 20?
20, but he ain't got nothing.
Yeah.
And he ain't got nothing.
Yeah, they gonna come late. We got to see if they gonna come late.
Watch the picture.
Pop the door open.
Watch the pitbull. Pitbull loose. Watch out. Hey, how you doing?
What's up, man?
Loose pitbull. Watch out.
I ain't seen that dog in a long time. Where you been keeping him at? Lee scared to death. Stop being scared. Ain't nobody want to hurt you.
Yeah.
Well, he thinks somebody gonna hurt him.
This guy'll bite. You see, I hope something comes in.
Yeah, I think they're gonna come late. They're coming late.
Let me see.
Yeah, he got you one.
He's inside.
He coming, Kim. You been doing all right, man? You been doing all right?
Yeah, so much, yeah. No complaint. Everything is okay.
Good.
Yeah? How about you?
All right.
How about your rotations?
Oh, what?
Your rotations.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm going, man. I'm trying to learn how to live.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, with that to do,
yeah.
You know.
It's more easy.
Yeah, you got to, you know. I like it now. I ain't trying to go back. You believe that?
Just keep yourself busy.
Yeah.
That's it.